As the chairman of the Maryland Republican Party, this is the second presidential candidate to come here in less than a week.
Great.
And you're going to have one more tomorrow, and the fourth, Senator Santorum, probably within a week.
Within a week, that's right.
What do you think of the attention Maryland is getting?
Well, I think it's great. Newt Gingrich was our speaker for our annual Red, White, and Blue last year, and he made it clear he would fight to win Maryland. And I think Maryland's a state that's worth the attention of the folks we're getting. You know, 4 years ago, the primary wrapped up a little early, so we didn't get a chance to have the visits that we would have had otherwise. And I think it's great we're getting the attention.
In your lifetime, have you ever seen a thing like this where you've gotten the attention from all of the candidates?
No, I haven't. Not in the Republican primary. Usually it's wrapped up by now. Right. I think it's been, you know, over 20 to 30 years since we've had a contested primary coming to Maryland. So I'm very pleased. And, you know, I've not endorsed a candidate. I think all of them are good, and they're all better than the person we have in the presidency right now, and I think the Marylanders should get involved.
What do you say to those who, if Mitt Romney is the nominee, those who didn't vote for Romney, it's a significant number, what do you say to those people to get them to go to the polls in November rather than have a repeat of what happened in 1996 where there were a lot of people who didn't like Bob Dole and they stayed home?
Well, I think as soon as the primary is over, we all need to get on board as a party behind our candidate, whoever it is. If Mitt Romney's a candidate, we need to get on board right away. The option is much worse considering our values.